This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:46, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, Friday morning, talking about, well, what else? Tariffs, because it's got everybody talking about it. It's got everybody in the nation worried and concerned, maybe the world, I don't know. Stephen Cates joins us now, Bankrate financial analyst. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Somebody texted in. Let's start with this, because I like to get the listeners involved at 504-260-1870. It's a tax if you, quote, choose to buy the tariffed products. I've not gotten that text before, so I thought I'd pass it along to you. Stephen, what do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be hard to avoid buying the tariff products. If you buy clothes, electronics, groceries, cars, any of the input products like rubber, parts, minerals, materials, all of those are going to be tariffed. I mean, we're taxing 60-plus countries, and they send us a lot of things.
So I saw Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana yesterday supporting tariffs and President Trump and saying, you know, toting repeating the party line that is going to bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States. He said, if you want to support the country, buy something made in America. And that's easy to say, but I think he's smarter than that because he used to be the treasurer of the state. And I think maybe common sense or politics is getting in the way of this. And I said earlier, it's not business. It's not personal. It's just business. Tell me about where you see this whole tariff thing going.
Well, I think what seems to be at least part of the plan for the administration is that they want to certainly make a splash. They've done that. And they want some concessions. They want these other countries that we're trading with to provide us with, better standing in the world. Obviously, President Trump does not like having trade deficits with other countries, and he wants us to get concessions, whether that be less currency manipulation in the foreign currency markets, better trade deals, lower barriers when we export things to those countries. Whether we're going to get those is another story. We saw this morning that China has already retaliated with a 34% tariff on goods that we export to them. You know, I think that that's probably not the last retaliatory tariff we're going to see. The EU is certainly thinking about one. That's going to be additional bad news, and it's certainly sending the market lower.
I remember years ago, and I'm going to try not to be too indelicate here, but overhearing an attorney talk to another during a negotiation and say, and this is a brilliant attorney, but he kind of went to the lowest common denominator and said, now, I tell you, if you want to go behind the barn and see who's got the biggest one, we can. But I'm going to tell you right now, you go lose. And I again, don't mean to be crude, but when it comes to that, that's kind of what's going on here, right? So who's got more chips, the United States, other countries? Who's in the position here to dictate what happens with tariffs?
Well, the U.S. certainly has a lot of cards to play. I mean, we are, in a lot of cases, the sort of buyer of last resort for a lot of products out there in the global marketplace. And one of the things that I think the administration is hoping for is that over time, we're going to be able to force some countries into better trade agreements with us. The problem in my mind is that time frame is indeterminate. That may happen. We may actually be able to accomplish this. And, I think some of the goals that the administration is hoping for may go in their direction if they can hang on long enough, because, voter sentiment, market sentiment are potentially going to move against them. And, that's the open question.
Say that again, Stephen.
So voter sentiment, market sentiment is moving against the administration. These changes may not happen today, tomorrow, next week. you know, if they hang on with tariffs for a year or 2 years, maybe some countries, maybe many countries would start to sort of make the changes that the administration is seeking. But we just don't know what time frame that'll be over. And the American people are certainly going to be paying much higher prices on goods and services for the duration.
Boy, I think you just said a lot. Let me pick it up there when we come back, because you're talking about, A, that if it does work, and I got so many questions, will it bring manufacturing back to the United States? Because this goes back to a conversation I had 20 years ago with somebody about, you talk about currency manipulation and China and the Pacific Rim, and between that and the labor rates in the Pacific Rim, how it's going to be hard to ever get manufacturing back to the United States without it costing a lot more for the consumer because of the nature of the world economy. But that being said, if it does work, or if it could work, can the administration, or can the reigning party survive if it takes a long time? Because they're saying, and it's about how the public perceives it, right? As if there's some pain, there will be gain, but you got to see some gain or else you get tired of the pain. Anybody that's been on a diet knows that. 651 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about tariffs with Stephen Gates, Bankrate financial analyst. Stephen, I'd like to get the audience involved. Somebody texted in and said, and this goes to the fact that tariffs were originally designed to generate revenue, not bring manufacturing back, but they said, what if the tariffs are the start of revenues for the federal government and the beginning of the end of the federal income tax, which would then put money back in your pockets? But what they're missing here is that they would be paying the tax just in the form of tariffs, not income tax. Accurate?
That is accurate. I mean, one way or another, people buying goods in the United States are going to be paying that difference, either through higher prices or through income taxes or payroll taxes or state sales taxes. You know, those are going to come from somewhere, and it's going to come from people on U.S. shores.
So my issue is, again, having this conversation about currency manipulation 20 years ago and a difference in what people are willing to work for in parts of the country, parts of the world, rather. And I asked the guy 20 years ago, the professor, well, how do we win that? And he said, we don't. I don't understand how you bring manufacturing back to the United States, you pay somebody what they would have to make, about $30 an hour, and that's not going to just make the cost of goods that everybody buys here skyrocket. Am I missing something? Can this work?
Well, so I think that if the goal is to bring manufacturing here, it can work, but it only works through higher prices. You can't have more manufacturing here without prices rising.
Right. Because you're going to have to pay people more to make the products because it costs more to live here than it does in Vietnam or what have you, correct?
That's exactly right. So if the top goal is let's bring more manufacturing here, you can accomplish that, but you can't do it without prices also rising. Companies are only going to bring more factories here, or companies that are already here are going to expand production if they know that additional profits, additional revenue is going to come with that. And unfortunately, that means that prices would have to rise to incentivize a lot of these actions.
So if that happens, what happens with inflation?
It goes up. Wages would be going up. You know, we're in a very tight labor market right now, which we're going to find out more about that in the next few weeks as to how labor is going to be impacted through, you know, some of the most recent surveys. And that's going to impact all of this production. The tighter of a labor market we have, the higher you have to pay people to incentivize them to take some of these jobs. And as wages rise, inflation rises.
So
as product costs rise, the wages will have to go with it.
This seems like a dog chasing its tail. The only way this works is if the president gets concessions from other countries as far as tariffs on United States products, or?
So I think that, you know, ultimately, if they want concessions, which I believe that this is a negotiation, an ongoing one, you know, I don't think that there's any finality to this tariff announcement. I don't think that this is just going to sit permanently and that the administration has the intention to just sort of, you know, wipe their hands of the whole thing. I think that they want more engagement from other countries and hopefully can wrestle some concessions out of them in some fashion and, you know, declare victory.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate your time. Stephen Cates, Bankrate Financial Analyst. We'll talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU when we come back.